The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
It's the Business News Desk, and once again I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Barry, the Managing Director of Stray FM. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, James.
So, big stories this week.
Again.
That we've got every single week. More bad news, sadly, because jobs in North Yorkshire could be at risk. Well, in fact, they are at risk, really, aren't they? There's more grim news for the British High Street as Austin Reed has gone into administration as well. In total, nearly 1,200 jobs could be at risk. Another bad news day for the High Street.
It's not good, is it? I mean, as well, it's quite a sad one, this, because they are one of our sort of first British retailers for men's clothing. They dress the likes of Winston Churchill and the Beatles, these people. You know, they've been going 116 years.
Is it one of these brands, again, that's perhaps not been quick enough to develop itself, to move forward?
I sound like a stuck record, but yes, it does. I mean, if you think about their target, they were going for a sort of 35-plus... you know, career-minded suit wearer, that type of customer. And people, they haven't tapped into the younger market. So those who are entering their, you know, careers, and these days as well, you know, so you might be 20 plus, they're going to John Lewis, they're going to other mid-range stores to buy stuff. And also online, most men, the majority of men these days, they will do the shopping online. So, yeah, they just haven't really evolved the business and gone for that younger market, and also evolved the product, because you don't need to wear a suit every day. Not everybody does.
No, that's very true. And I vouch for that whole going online and shopping online. I very rarely step into a suit shop or a shirt shop now. It's literally all online.
So it's really sad. What I would say is there are other retailers out there who should learn from this. I mean, that's the big thing about any sort of failure is what you learn from it. So M&S have also declared the fact that they are suffering in their menswear section, so they will need to look at what they do next to turn that round.
In other news, local company, family-owned company behind the iconic Betty's Cafe Tea Rooms and the Yorkshire Tea brand, has made changes to its boardroom lineup. What's happening here then?
Yeah, so they've had a director, non-exec director, Tori Rowe. She's recently been elected as the chair of Betty's and Taylor's Family Council. So what she does is she represents the family shareholders, of which obviously they still have some. And she then, I suppose, coordinates, communicates all the shareholders, so the family shareholders, together with all the other shareholders. And the whole point of that is to ensure that the business continues to adhere to the family values and their vision and, you know, culture, which is very much still a family constitution there.
And what's really interesting as well, I was just reading a bit further down this story, that they've got a marketing and e-commerce specialist, Philip Hansen, who's worked for some huge brands that's
really strong. Yeah, I mean, I saw that. So a chap called Philip Hansen, who, really nice to know that he's also Yorkshire born.
Brilliant.
Used to work for Roundtree in York, and he's got a real good cross-section of experience. So yeah, Pizza Hut, Kit Kats, KFC, Halifax. So he will obviously bring that experience to the table and help them market the product, which they have got really strong with the TV advertising, haven't they, with the Yorkshire Tea. I mean, how proud are you when you
Yorkshire
see that?
Yorkshire Tea and Taylor's, which has now started to come up as well with their worldwide trip. So it's a very exciting time for a great local company. And talking of local companies, Yorkshire Meatball Company, they've been trying to get crowdfunding and they've hit their target. What's this all about, crowdfunding?
This is really interesting. So they launched an appeal, if you like, through something called CrowdCube, where you ask for people to donate money towards shareholding, I suppose. So they had a £100,000 target and a three-year proposition to effectively evolve the company. So you've got two people who own two restaurants, Harrogate and York, and in order for them to grow and evolve the business, which is fantastic, they needed to raise £100,000. So what they've ended up with is 235 people coming forward, bidding anything from £10 to £10,000. And they've raised £130,000.
That's phenomenal, isn't it?
So what this will do, it is phenomenal. It will allow them now to evolve. One of the most exciting things, apart from launching more restaurants and improving the offering that they've already got in Harrogate, it's great, it's a local company as well, but really exciting proposition. They're looking to put their products into supermarkets. So that in itself could be an absolute game changer if they can get the product right, the branding right. Marketing is the key to this.
It's huge, it's huge. And marketing seems to run through some of these areas as well. Getting that marketing right about your products, it's massively
proposition
key.
Has to be right. What's your price point? Who are you? Who's going to buy these things? And then how on earth do you communicate it?
Well, two great stories there to offset the Austin Reed story. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming and sharing your views again.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning.